Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I've been spending a lot of time on Threads, which is the new social media app from Facebook/Instagram/Meta. I guess that's the official name now. But I've really enjoyed posting on Threads. Feel free to hit me up if you're there. It's 193 countries, 193 countries is my username. But I saw this post from someone the other day who was like, you know, the best advice I've ever heard is, you know, somebody who says, I don't know enough about this topic to give an opinion. And I was like, that sounds cool, but I've never actually heard anybody say that, you know, especially online. Like everyone has an opinion about everything, right? And so I thought about that because I do try to be careful about not giving advice on topics that I'm not an expert in. And I thought about that as I was preparing for this episode here because we're going to hear a question from Steve. Steve is from San Francisco. He's a realtor, or at least he has been a realtor. He's now, I guess, a mortgage consultant, he says. We'll hear from him. Basically, he's no stranger to the intricacies of the property market, but he's looking for advice on how to find underpriced properties and cut down on renovation costs. So let's go back to that idea on, you know, not giving opinions that you're not qualified for. The thing is, real estate flipping can be profitable, but that's not an area where I have been terribly successful. I had some Airbnb properties for a little while and they lost money, actually. I actually heard from a bunch of other people who lost money on Airbnb properties. Maybe I was doing it wrong, who knows? Or maybe there were some structural issues that I should have considered before getting into it, which also means I was doing it wrong, but still, the point is. So I'm happy to share some basic tips to help Steve here, or at least share my perspective, but I'm not going to give a lot of detailed advice on real estate investing because I'm not good at it. But let's see if we can offer something helpful to him and anybody else out there who's thinking about this this approach. And in his case, he's trying to do it in San Francisco, which is especially challenging, but I don't want to preempt the advice. Let's hear from him after this quick message from our sponsor, and then I'll do what I can.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Greetings, I'm Steve from San Francisco. I've been in real estate for over a decade, starting as a realtor and now working as a mortgage consultant. My brother recommended your show to me, and I've learned a lot from the experiences of different stories. I've seen the lucrative side of property flipping, and I'm considering using my skills to start a side hustle in this area. Can you offer some guidance on how to get started, particularly how to find underpriced properties and reduced renovation costs?
Hey, Steve. So here's the thing, which I kind of alluded to. You probably know more about this than I do. You know, when it comes to, as you said, finding underpriced properties, reducing renovation costs. Well, Steve has been a realtor and a mortgage consultant. He's worked in that industry for many years. So I'd be surprised if I have technical knowledge that exceeds his. In fact, I think it's probably flipped. You know, what I tend to look at more is, okay, I am a business ideas person. I'm a marketer. I have some history of like, I can think about strategy. I can think about like helping people figure out, you know, which idea to pursue now and, you know, how do I spend my time when there's so many competing demands and requests for it and such. That's what I try to do. In terms of property flipping and the reducing renovation costs, well, Steve has access to the MLS, like the database of listings. You know, you can go there and look for sale by owner properties. Sometimes there's an advantage there if somebody's going outside the agented system. And of course, you know, the more people you know in terms of contracting and repairs and renovation for lowering those costs, well, that's good. You want to focus on renovations that add the most value. Those are kitchens and bathrooms, typically. Also, just keeping the original layout and working with the existing plumbing and electrical systems whenever possible can definitely cut costs. I did learn some of that when I was doing the Airbnb thing. But mostly, just for anybody out there, you know, maybe a bigger picture thing, just keep in mind that while property flipping can have the potential for high returns for some, it also carries a lot of risk and it requires a lot of hands-on management. So I think for many, many people, there are better options. You know, it's just not a passive side hustle. So for somebody who wants to go into it, I respect that. For other people, I'm like, what else can you do that might be a little bit easier and lower risk and higher return and quicker return? And I mean, you put those things together and you're like, yeah, I think actually it sounds a lot better to do something different for many of us. Okay, just my two cents. As I said, I never want to give advice that I don't feel qualified for. I want to make sure I can be truly helpful to everybody out there. So of course, let me know how I'm doing. Let me know how I can improve and how we can make this podcast even better for you. It's all completely free, 7 days a week. Got a question or some feedback, sidehustleschool.com/questions. And of course, you can listen wherever you prefer. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.